Ratification of the EU's Lisbon Treaty crept one step closer to conclusion this week when Germany's Constitutional Court ruled the document is compatible with the country's constitution. Those, however, who think this latest legal clarification has done anything to mollify Lisbon's opponents would be mistaken. The Czech President Václav Klaus says for him the German decision changes nothing. So what does he plan to do about it? Well, for more on that, we're now joined in the studio by Rob Cameron. Now, first of all, Rob, tell us what exactly the German Constitutional Court has decided.
Well, yeah, and I think it can be summed up as yes, but most importantly for Lisbon supporters, the court found unanimously that the EU's reform treaty, the Lisbon Treaty, does not contravene Germany's de facto constitution known as the basic law that was drawn up after the war, as had been claimed by the plaintiffs in the case, some left-wing activists from Karlsruhe. Here's the but. The Constitutional Court wants an accompanying bill to be amended to give the German Parliament a greater say over the transfer of any powers to Brussels in the future. Now the Parliament, the Bundestag, will hold two special sessions in August to approve that amendment. Certainly that will be approved before September's federal elections in Germany. It's not expected to run into any major trouble, so I think this really is a victory for Lisbon supporters. The most important thing, as I've said, is that Lisbon does not violate the German constitution.
But this clarification does not seem to have satisfied the Czech president, Václav Klaus.
No, not at all. He wrote a column in the newspaper Mladá fronta Dnes. He dismissed the verdict, first of all, as utterly predictable, said the German press was full of articles headlined Ja, aber, in other words, yes, but something that Mr. Klaus is deeply concerned is that it did not address the real question, and that is, do we, the citizens of Europe, want greater integration or not? Do we want more and more power at a European level or not? Do we want more centralisation in Europe or not? And this, he says, is all contained in the Lisbon Treaty, and this fundamental debate on it should continue.
And so where do we stand now with countries that still haven't decided on Lisbon?
Well, there are four. Germany, as we've heard, needs to amend that bill giving Parliament greater say on transferring powers. Once that's passed, the German president will presumably sign it. Ireland is due to hold a second referendum on the Lisbon Treaty in October after legal guarantees on such things as Ireland's neutrality were approved by the European Union. Poland's president seems in no rush to sign the treaty. It seems he will wait at least until the Irish referendum. And finally, the Czech Republic. It's been approved by Parliament, but we're still waiting for the President, and he is waiting for the outcome of, first of all, a new challenge to the treaty in the Czech Constitutional Court. That could take months. And also, he has said that the Irish guarantees that were approved by the EU actually changed the Lisbon Treaty, so the whole thing needs to be ratified all over again. He has also hinted that he will wait for the Irish referendum before making any final decision.
And if you were to bet on it yourself, do you think the Czech Republic at this point or the Czech president will be the last to sign the document?
Certainly. I think the smart money is on that, yes.
Okay, Rob Cameron reporting there. The latest on the Lisbon Treaty as well as the Czech president.